إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his noble book, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Fear Allah so that you may be successful. And no doubt this word al-falah, success, is a very important term. حي على الفلاح كلمة تتردد على مسامع المسلمين كل يوم وليلة 17 مرة. This statement, حي على الفلاح, come to success, is a statement that the Muslims, they hear 17 times a day. حي على الفلاح, come to success. مما يشعر بأهمية هذا المطلب وعظيم شأنه. And this highlights, brothers and sisters, the importance of this affair, al-falah, success, and its lofty status. فيجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة أن يجعل من عظيم همته وكبير رغبته في هذه الحياة أن ينال الفلاح. Therefore, it is obligatory upon every Muslim male and Muslim female to make it a great objective and desire of theirs to attain success in this life. However, a vital question arises. ما هو الفلاح? What is success? وكيف ناله? And how do we attain it? لأن بعض الناس, because some people, they think الفلاح, success is measured by wealth and riches. And let's just pause for a moment and analyze this fikra, this ideology. If we were to look at the richest people on the earth today, according to Forbes, the first is Bill Gates. Now, the top 10, حسب علمي, there is not a Muslim there. So therefore, success can never be with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Success can never be riches and wealth. So why is it that we have grown men behaving like children, worrying about what the next person has or what they do not have, and judging success based upon riches and wealth? Whereas in reality, if this world meant anything to Allah Azza wa Jal, then He would have not have given the disbeliever even a drink of water. Likewise, بعض الناس يفهموا أن الفلاح هو الشهرة. Some people, they think that success is fame, popularity. نقف وقفة, let us pause for a moment and analyze this fikra, this ideology. If we were to look and take one example from Instagram, something where you find many of the people, إلا من رحم الله, are losing their minds, indulging in all types of disobedience to gain followers. If we were to analyze the most popular accounts on Instagram, Selena Gomez, 104 million followers. And we could go on and on. So obviously success is not measured by popularity. It is not measured by fame. Success, ma huwa? Success, the scholars, they say, kalimatun jami'atun لخير الدنيا والآخرة. Success, when Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, تبارك وتعالى, واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Fear Allah, so that you may be from the successful. The scholars, they say success is a comprehensive term to describe everything that is good and everything that is beneficial in this life and the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, it is obligatory upon each and every Muslim أن يجتهد أن يكون من المفلحين في الدنيا والآخرة. That we be from the successful in this life and the hereafter. معاشر الكرام, عندما يقرأ المسلم كتاب الله عز وجل يجد أن هذه الكلمة الفلاح. When the believer reads the Quran, they come across the word الفلاح, success. والمفلحين, the successful. وأفلح, الفعل الماضي, surely they have succeeded. تتكرر عليه في القرآن في مواطن كثيرة جدا. They will find this mention in the Quran in many places. مشتملة على بيان عظيم شأن الفلاح وعظيم مكانة أهله عند الله تبارك وتعالى. And likewise, these verses, they clarify the importance of success and the high standing of the successful before Allah and the way to achieve it. However, لا بد أن نفهم أن الفلاح لا ينال إلا بأمور ووسائل وأسباب يبذلها العبد مجاهدا نفسه حتى يكون من المفلحين. Brothers and sisters, success cannot be achieved except through various ways and means which the servant has to implement, striving against his soul in order to be from the successful. Listen to the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. O you who believe, be patient. الصبر حبس النفس. Take hold of your soul. Confine your soul to the obedience of Allah عز وجل and restrain it from disobeying Allah عز وجل. والمصابرة يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. صابروا, be patient, endurance, consistent. المصابرة, the علماء, they mention الملازمة والاستمرار على ذلك. To have endurance upon this patience. Stamina, not to give up. ورابطوا, and Allah عز وجل mentions and remain steadfast in your stations and fear Allah so that you must be successful. O you who believe, be patient, endure, and remain steadfast in your stations and fear Allah so that you may be successful. Al-murabata. What is al-murabata? That the person, he stays in his place, the way he has been stationed, where it is feared that the enemy will attack. هذا مما يبين أن الفلاح لا بد فيه من صبر ومصابرة ومرابطة. This shows that success requires patience and endurance. And likewise, a person remains steadfast in the positions that he has been placed. ولهذا قال الله عز وجل, الله تبارك وتعالى, he said, قد أفلح من زكاها. The one who purifies his soul, then surely they are the successful. So again, look how Allah Azza wa Jal connects what? Success to purifying the soul. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, قد أفلح من تزكى. The one who is pure, and he took the time, or she took the time to purify their soul, then they surely, they have achieved success. فلابد, بارك الله فيكم. Again, success is measured in accordance to what is in the Quran and what is in the Sunnah upon the understanding of the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم. ولهذا قال أهل العلم, the scholars of Islam, they have mentioned, لا بد في نيل الفلاح من علم بما يكون به الفلاح والنجاح. In order to achieve success, you have to know what success is. You have to know what prosperity is. As I said, some people, they think that success is just wealth, is just riches. So they think a drug dealer, he is successful. No, he is khasir. وهو من المجرمين من المفسدين. He is a person that is spreading corruption. He is not successful. That is why some people, they end up going back to prison time and time again. Why? Because they think success is imitating the person on the corner who drives a nice car. That's not success. That's humiliation. Success is what? Success, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned it. over and over again in the book of Allah. And he has described their qualities. So it's upon us that we return back to it if we want to be from those people. The scholars, they say, in order to achieve al-falah, success, we have to have knowledge of how success and prosperity is achieved. Wala budda aydha, along with that, knowledge, naam, understand what falah is. What is success? Fi ru'il kitabi wa sunnah, in light of the Quran and the sunnah. Then what? Is that sufficient? No, that's not enough. Rather, it is a must. Min mujahadati nafs ala suluki hadhi sabil wal muhafaza alayha. Then it is upon the person to strive against their soul, to be firm upon this path and consistent upon it. You have some people, they know what success is, but they don't have the patience to remain firm upon that path to be successful. Others, they don't have a clue what it is, and they are in darkness. Wal-iyadu billah. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الْفَلَاحْ لَا يُنَالْ إِلَّا بِأَعْمَالٍ بُيِّنَتْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Know that success is not attained except through actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified in the book of Allah azza wa jal. وَلِهَذَا يَتَأَمَّلَ الْمُسْلِمُ آيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ وَبِخَاصَةٍ مَا خُتِمَ مِنْهَا. So it is a must that the Muslim reflect over the verses of the Qur'an. That is success. Reflecting over the verses in the Qur'an. Not watching gangster movies and comparing that to what we have going on and judging that to be success. No, that is not success. If we want to know what success is, success is what? Success is what we find in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Specifically, especially those verses that end with the saying of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Verily, they are the successful. Those verses that end with the saying of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be successful. Or those verses that start with, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Surely they have succeeded. When we read this ayat, we should pause to reflect and take time to ponder, to compare our own selves to what we find in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. أولاً, firstly and foremostly. وَمِنْ أَوَّلِ مَا نَقِفْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ ذَلِكِ. Let us pause for a moment and take an example of this. Because there are many ayat. And it's impossible to mention all of them. في هذه الخطبة القصيرة, however, let us take some of the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. في أول سورة البقرة. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Those who believe in the unseen and they establish the prayer and they spend from that which they have been provided. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك. And they believe in that which was revealed to you on Muhammad, the Quran and the Sunnah, and that which was revealed before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they are certain about the hereafter. Listen, brothers and sisters. What Allah Azza wa Jal says about these individuals. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These individuals, they are the ones truly on guidance. And they are the successful. So when we go out into the dunya, or whatever we see in our life, when we judge success, and when we judge who the successful are, we should have these ayat in the back of our minds to compare what we see to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. نَعَمْ فَهَذَهِ السِّفَةُ الْعَظِيمَةِ. This great quality. أَعْنِي سِحَةُ الْمُعْتَقَدِ. And referring to what? Correct belief. هي أساس الفلاح. فَلَا يَكُونُ مُفْلِحًا إِلَّا مَنْ صَحَّتْ عَقِيدَتُهُ وَاسْتَقَامَ إِيمَانُهُ إِيمَانًا بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. This characteristic, this great characteristic of the successful. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. Correct belief is the foundation of success. No one is successful unless their belief is correct. And faith is sound as it pertains to their belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day and the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. Naam. That is the foundation of what? Success. So right there we know immediately that the one who is upon kufr, disbelief, the one who is upon shirk, associating partners with Allah, they are not successful. La fi wajhi min al-wujuh. عند الله تبارك وتعالى, before Allah, the mighty and majestic. Brothers and sisters, Likewise, في هذا السياق ذكر الله عز وجل من صفات المفلحين إقام الصلاة. Allah, the mighty and majestic, also mentioned among the attributes of the successful, the establishment of the prayer. What does it mean to establish the prayer? بأدائها كما أمر الله عز وجل في أوقاتها وبشروطها وأركانها وضوابطها التي جاء في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah عز وجل also mentioned, brothers and sisters, from the attributes of the successful is the establishment of the prayer. By performing the prayer the way Allah has commanded, at the right times, with the conditions, with the pillars, with the guidelines that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, when Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the muflihun, the successful, fi Surah Al-Mu'minun, in the Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Qad aflaha al-Mu'minun. Surely the believers have succeeded. Allah Azza wa Jal, He started with what? The prayer, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who are humble and they are submissive in their prayer. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned firstly from the qualities of the successful, those who are submissive and humble in their prayer. وَخَتَمَهَا بِقَوْلِهِ, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned lastly, closing with the prayer, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, and those who strictly guard their obligatory prayers. What does Allah Azza wa Jalla say about them, brothers and sisters? What is in store for the successful? If Allah blesses us to understand what al-falah is, success truly is. If Allah blesses us to understand what it is and to achieve it, to become from the muflihun, the successful, look what Allah mentions for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, they are the true inheritors. What did they inherit? Was it money? Was it wealth? Was it material possessions? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, those who inherit Firdaus, the best part of paradise, the highest part of paradise, and they will dwell therein forever. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make me and you from the people of Firdaus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that is why it should be known, كذلك لا فلاح إلا بالصلاة, there is no success except with prayer. Naam, the believer who alhamdulillah has correct creed, the correct belief, from those individuals that establish the prayer, safeguard the prayer, they're from the successful. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, describing the successful, there are those who are humble and submissive in their prayer. The ulama, they point out an important point, brothers and sisters. 17 times the Muslim hears, Hayya ala al-falah, come to success. Hayya ala al-falah, come to success. It's linked to what? Hayya ala al-salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to the prayer, come to success. Without prayer, there's no success. None whatsoever. Not in the dunya, not in the akhirah. Not in this life, or not in the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, naam, if we want, and this is something that's important to men and women, young and old, the young, you're going to grow up. You want to be successful fi dunya wal akhirah. Don't look at the drug dealer on the corner, whether they like it or not. رضي من رضي وسخط من سخط. They're poisoning people. They're ruining people's lives. Likewise, for adults, for men, when looking for a spouse, for women, I want a thug. A thug is going to what? He's not going to aid you get to Jannah or aid you be from the successful. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And then if that type of person doesn't have rahmah, not with an animal, so what do you expect about a human being? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Just knowing what al-falah, success is, and striving to achieve it is a blessing from the blessings of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, He mentioned at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, نعم, في هذا السياق المبارك في صفات المفلحين, from the attributes of the successful is what? إيتاء الزكاة, giving a zakat. Making sure you purify your wealth with a zakat. How many of us have paid our zakat? How many of us know how to pay zakat? How many of us know the rulings of a zakat? Brothers and sisters, this is important. Leave social media. Zakat. Allah mentioned the successful. He didn't mention Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Those who give us zakat. Likewise, those who spend their wealth في سبيل الله تبارك وتعالى تقرب إليه وطلبا لمرضاته وابتغاء لوجهه سبحانه وتعالى. And they spend their wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, striving to draw near to Allah, the mighty and majestic, seeking His pleasure and desiring solely His face. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from what? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And from what we have given them, bestowed upon them, يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, from that which is obligatory and that which is highly recommended. Brothers and sisters, لَيْسُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الشُّحْ. The successful, they're not miserly and stingy as it pertains to themselves. وَلَا يَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. And they don't command others and encourage others to be stingy. The successful, they are not stingy. They are not miserly when it comes to the obligations of their wealth or that which is highly recommended, spending in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jal, انظر إلى قول الله عز وجل. Look what Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those who are saved from stinginess and being miserly, they are the successful. Another quality of the successful, that they spend from what Allah has given them. They're not miserly. They're not stingy. So what about the one who is just not only that, but he commands others and instructs others to be as well. وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, الله عز وجل said, واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you may be successful. Al-falah wal-muflihun, success and the successful. Brothers and sisters, know that min sifat al-muflihin, anna sifat al-muflihin ala nawain, that the attributes of the successful are of two types. Yanqasimu ila qismain. The first is what? Al-a'mal, actions that the successful, alhamdulillah, they implement and they carry out. But also things that the successful, they abandon. In order to be from the successful, there are things that the muflihun, the successful, they have to abandon. وَتَأَمَّلْ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ. Ponder for a moment. Al-Qissa al-Azima, the great story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. عندما راودته امرأة العزيز عن نفسه. When the wife of Al-Aziz tried to seduce Yusuf. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال الله عز وجل, الله said تبارك وتعالى وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. She, the woman in whose house Yusuf was, she tried to seduce him. وغلقت الأبواب, she locked the doors. وقالت هيت لك, and she said, oh you, come to me now, trying to seduce him. قال معاذ الله. Yusuf, he said what? Refuge is sought with Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily your husband, he is my master and he has made my stay pleasant. I will not betray him. Look at that loyalty. Na'am. The Aziz was kind to Yusuf. I'm not going to betray him. How many people have loyalty like that in this dunya? إِلَّا قَلِيلَ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْهِ التُّكْلَانُ. For the haq, not for falsehood. Yusuf said, I'm not going to betray him. Verily the oppressors, they are not successful. So in order to be successful, now there are actions that we have to implement, which are found in the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But there are also actions that we have to abandon and stay away from in order to be min al-muflihin. For example, وَعِنْدَمَا يُذْكَرُ عَلَى وَجْهِ النَّفِي. Whenever a negation is mentioned in the Quran, لَا يُفْلِحُ, they will never be successful. تَجِدْ لأن النفي الفلاح مقرونا بالأعمال القبيحة والصفات السيئة. This is because you find that this negation is coupled to filthy actions and evil characteristics. Meaning what? لا يفلح. They will never be successful, and then evil characteristics and filthy actions are mentioned. For example, these filthy characteristics and actions التي توجب لفاعل الخسران وعدم نيل الفلاح, which result in what? They deprive the one who has committed them of success, and they result in him being in a state of loss. والعياذ بالله. ولهذا تقرأ في خواتيم آيات كثيرة في القرآن. You find at the end of many verses in the Quran, إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. The disbelievers will never be successful. You find إنه لا يفلح المجرمون. The criminals, they will never be successful. You find إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. The oppressors, they will never be successful. You find in the book of Allah ولا يفلح الساحرون. The magicians, they will never be successful. You find ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى. The magician will never be successful, no matter from what way he comes. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said about those people who talk about the religion without knowledge, and we heard that in the previous khutbah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمَ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, and do not state about what your tongue utters of lies. This is lawful. This is unlawful. And you are lying upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Verily those who invent falsehood and they lie about Allah, they will never be successful. So na'am, those individuals, الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, they argue about the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla ala jahlin, upon ignorance and blindness, they will not be successful. That is why, na'am, be careful of where you take your religion from. Be careful of who you follow if you choose to be on social media forums. Be careful who you mother, who you open your eyes to, who you open your ears to. Be careful. Because we're in those times. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, if success is measured by wealth, we said Bill Gates is number one with over $70 billion. If success is by fame and popularity, we mentioned there are non-Muslims with Instagram followers over mother, over 100 million, wal-iyadu billah. So that is not success, and that is not prosperity. La fi shay. Likewise, brothers and sisters, فهذه الصفات موجبة لعدم الفلاح الكفر والإجرام بأنواعه والظلم والفواحش والكذب والسحر هذه كلها موجبة للخسران وعدم الفلاح. Therefore, brothers and sisters, disbelief, criminality with all of its types and forms, نعم, oppression, immoral relations, lying and magic, and other than that, are all traits that result in the loss of success and deprive an individual of success. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect each and every one of us from them. Brothers and sisters, likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla wa fil Quran ayatun kathira jidda yadhkuru Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifatin mujiba li adam al farah tahdhiran lil ibad minha wa nahyan anha wa bayanan li khuturatiha ala al ibad. We find in the Quran many ayat where Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions characteristics that results in a loss of success, warning the servants against these traits, forbidding them from these traits, and clarifying the danger upon the servants. Now they're dangerous for the servants, ikhwan. They're dangerous for the well-being of the servant fi dunya wal akhirah. Khatar ala al-ibad fi dunya wal akhirah. Not only in this life, even the hereafter. For example, let's mention a verse from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maysiru wal-ansar wal-azlam rijsum min amal al-shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Listen what Allah Azza wa Jalla said, brothers and sisters. Oh, you who believe, intoxicants, any form of intoxicant, whether it's a prescribed drug that you take to get high with a prescription, but you're utilizing it to get high, to escape from the realities of this world, or a narcotic that is sold on the streets, or any type of alcohol, gambling, whether it's in Las Vegas, whether it's in your basement, whether it's on the street, the altars where animals are sacrificed to other than Allah, arrows that people use to predict the future or hidden events. All of this is from the abominations of the devil, the handiwork of the devil. Stay far away from it so that you may be successful. so that you may be successful. The one who thinks that by taking narcotics or drugs, they're going to be happy, they're living in a myth. It's either going to end in a rehab, or possibly death, or misery in this life, and it could end up being detrimental in the akhirah. Allah said, "Oh, you who believe," addressing the believers here, innama al-khamru, intoxicants, wal-maysir, gambling. Listen, ikhwan, these are some of the main things that plague society, especially inner cities. People, they talk about rectification of the community. This is where it starts. Knowing what success is and how to achieve it. We want to talk about success, but we're selling drugs on a street corner, or we're a drug dealer. Have you lost your mind? That's the level of insanity. A drug dealer today will come to you and say, you know, in order for our communities to be successful, we need to do such and such. Do you tell us not to do something and you're doing exactly what you're saying not to do? تَنْهَا عَنْ خُلُقٍ وَتَأْتِيَ مِثْلَهُ. Brothers and sisters, I'll close with this. In order for us to be successful, na'am. Likewise, it is upon us, as we found in Surah Al-Baqarah, to cling to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of the Sahaba. And we say to people in this city, and we say to the people all over the dunya, those who are saying it's time to unite, wallahi, we say, na'am, it's time to unite. But we say, in order for us to be successful, in order for us to attain success, hatta nakuna min al-muflihin, that unity and that success, it has to be upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of the Sahaba. It has to be upon tawheed. It has to be upon warning against shirk. It has to be upon sunnah, warning against innovation. That is what we call you to unite upon. It is the only thing that with unity will happen. And listen, barakallahu feekum. Remember the opening lines of the Ha'iyah of Ibn Abi Dawud, the son of Abu Dawud al-Sijistani. What did he say? تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى وَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. He said, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold on to the rope of Allah, the Quran, the Sunnah. تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى, and follow the guidance. وَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًّا, and do not be a person of innovation. Do not practice it, and do not defend those who practice it, like many of the people who are ascribing to the Sunnah today. مَعَ الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ. وَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ, so that you may be successful. Al-Imam Ahmad, he said, rahimahullah, he said, مَرْتَدَ أَحَدٌ الْكَلَامِ وَأَفْلَحُ. He said, nobody ever has delved into theological rhetoric, meaning bid'ah, and ever prospered, and ever been successful. Never. Barakallahu feekum. مَرْتَدَ أَحَدٌ الْكَلَامِ فَأَفْلَحُ. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, an individual came to him to debate from the people of misguidance. And after he departed, alhamdulillah, after Shafi'i destroyed his arguments because he was a person upon misguidance, he was promoting misguidance, as Shafi'i said about him, he said, هذا لا يفلح, that person of innovation, he will never be successful, no matter how much he tries. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that he blesses us with success, the young and the old, the males and the females. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that he blesses us to die upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ.